This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We need to have a conversation with Dave O'Brien. If we break bad on the White Sox, that's one thing.
But when guys like Dave do it,
I mean, it hurt, man.
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose games.
Oh, man. The trip to Chicago could be coming at the perfect time.
Dave, why you got to do us like that, man?
Guys, it's just a pleasure to be in Chicago, first of all. Always is. Hey, we got our own problems with the Red Sox trying to turn things around, and I think it probably will come at the expense of the White Sox, unfortunately for you guys.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
I'm angrier than I'm even letting on about this.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
White Sox! White Sox! Go! Go! White Sox!
And the White Sox lead it 2-0. It is 4-0, 6-0, 7-0, 9-1.
I hope they kick the snot out of the Red Sox.
10-1. And it's 11-1. And the White Sox are blowing out the Red Sox tonight.
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
I hope Dave O'Brien's got to wear that quote forever.
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose.
I mean, it's a horrible night. We know it. Everybody knows it there, you know? And it's a horrible night in every aspect of the game.
Excuse me.
We got to show up tomorrow and play better.
2-2, bottom of the ninth inning, and here we go.
Ball in the left field, and the White Sox are going to walk it off in the go!
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose.
Care to revise your statement, sir?
What? Do you want to change your bullshit story, sir?
And the Red Sox have a lot of things they need to figure out here.
And the White Sox win their first series of the season. Play that music.
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to
win. Win.
You like apples?
Yeah.
How do you like them apples?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2-6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Great open by Tanny. Our guy Shane's got his cap on today. He's feeling strong.
You guys are putting your foot into this one now, man.
You know, I'm so tired of the way these shows are opening lately. Tanny, one of the best things you've ever done. Hey, Shane, you got glasses on.
He's got a cap today.
He does. It looks like a White Sox cap. That's what I thought.
I would never.
I also looks like you maybe got a haircut over
there. I did get a haircut, and my beard is about half the size that it used to be.
That's half the beard.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. It's a stud.
Yeah, I was looking like a homeless.
We noticed. But Tanny is like, yeah, he really enjoyed that.
I did too.
There was Good Will Hunting in there. There was The Fugitive in there. And John Shriffin didn't even ruin it with win. Got close, but he didn't ruin it.
You know what?
What?
If John Striffin would have leaned into it, I'd have been totally okay with it.
He did, man. You must have felt good. You were looking forward to it all weekend.
It was delicious. Like the way I describe it, because you know I have my issues with the White Sox from an organizational standpoint.
Huh.
It's the scene in Predator. I know you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't. Tell me all about it.
Basically, that's us. Like the White Sox fans are Arnold Schwarzenegger and I'm Carl Weathers, and I'm like, son of a bitch. And we are back, baby. We're back just for the weekend, though.
Yeah.
But it was so satisfying.
Dude, 30,000 people on Saturday in the sun to win in a walk-off.
Mm-hmm.
You got a kid who comes up in my drawth and sparks you for a couple of days and then breaks up the no-hitter. Crochet pitched real well yesterday.
He was terrific yesterday, but so did Shane Smith.
Yeah, he did. And that's the dude I've been talking about him. Like that's the guy on the major league roster, on the major league pitching staff you should be most invested in. Like he's got a chance to be real good, and he's young and real good. So look, you're dunking on Dave O'Brien. Go ahead. Anything else on Dave O'Brien?
Yeah, and I'll just leave it at this, and I'll allow White Sox fans, whether they're in the chat or they would like to text us, they know the answer to this. Hey, Dave O'Brien, we got two words for you. All right.
Is D's one of those words?
No. You'll see. It's gonna start percolating.
Okay. Inside
the chat and on the text line.
So yesterday morning, Will Fleming, the Red Sox radio voice, was on Hit and Run.
I got two words for him too.
Well, you'll have it even more after this one. He was talking about losing the first two to the White Sox when you're the Red Sox. Here's what Will had to say.
I said it on our broadcast yesterday, and this might drive White Sox fans crazy, but I think it's true. It's sort of like, you know, the old adage of you play a game in your division, it counts for two. I think losses here count double because everyone else is going to come in here and just roll this team. I don't mean to dump on the White Sox. I mean, I love Will Venable. I think that, you know, there's some hope down the pipeline maybe, but they're not a good major league team right now, not even close.
So they
neither is yours.
Well, sir. It could be. That could be.
Neither is yours.
But how about this?
Why don't you fix your problem that you got going on at DH right now? Why don't you fix that problem?
Yeah, Devers can't hit a damn thing.
Why don't you fix that?
Okay. All right, go ahead. Feel free to dunk on Mr. Fleming.
I'm just saying that your team's not very good.
I think they're going to
be
okay.
We'll see you next week.
I think they're going to be okay.
How about that?
But his point being that it's like a game. It's like a loss and a half when you lose to the White Sox because you know the Yankees are going to come in here and take care of business. You know the Orioles and the Blue Jays are going to come in here. That's harsh. That is harsh, man.
I mean, it's mostly true.
But
still, you probably should keep your mouth closed after what happened this weekend. Especially Friday. Friday night was mwah, mwah. It was just great. I got home from that 50-mile trek that we were from Lindenhurst. I went to Trader Joe's, and I was like, it's a little late for dinner, but it's not too late for snacks.
I had the same thought process on the way home. Like, I need dinner. What am I going to do? I ended up ordering Grubhub from the car.
Smart.
Yeah.
And it was there.
Yeah, it was there when I arrived.
In and you go. So I'm just sitting on the couch just like, this is phenomenal.
I ate a whole watermelon.
Really?
Seeds and all or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you make a hole in the top and pour a bottle of vodka in there?
No.
That's my favorite kind of watermelon.
No. Whole watermelon. Just like you guys, too late for dinner.
Yeah.
Need to eat something. Watermelon's easy.
And then late night Friday, I'm watching Matthew Boyd, friend of the show.
Yes.
Pitch extremely well against the Dodgers. Gave up a home run to Tommy Edman, and that was enough, and they lose that game. Saturday, 16-0 is the dominance. And then last night, your guy, PCA, with two homers and a triple. Cubs take 2 out of 3 in L.A., represent very, very well. Now they get the Padres on the road. The Cubs have the second-best OPS in all of baseball, behind only the Yankees right now.
Swing the bat.
PCA?
Yeah, swing the bat. Good things happen when you do that.
Especially since you can't bunt.
They didn't even let Cub killer Tommy Edman killed them this weekend.
Well, Friday.
He tried. He tried to make it an awful weekend, but he did not succeed.
It wasn't an awful weekend.
From that standpoint.
So here's the deal. You win 2 out of 3 at Dodger Stadium. You're top 5 in most of the power rankings. Your offense is for real. But you lose Justin Steele for the year to elbow surgery. So good weekend or not? I think good weekend
It was a good weekend from the standpoint of watching your offense continue to do what you're hoping it would do. And the first thought that came to my mind, because we were talking about it Friday, we both kind of expected, you hadn't heard anything from the Cubs,
yeah.
And you were kind of expecting that when you did hear from them, something bad was going to be told to us. My first thought was, they're going to have to slug their way to the National League Central title. And I think they're capable of doing it. That doesn't mean that I don't want them nor expect them to make a move. They need to make a move. This isn't, you got to cover 200 innings. If this had happened later in the year, you might be able to get by. You got 180 innings to cover now with Justin Steele being gone. And you should be looking to try and add someone who's not just there to get the innings. You should be looking for someone that can help you get over the top.
There are some big-time names that could potentially be out there on the trade block as starting pitchers. One of them is Sandy Alcantara down in Miami. But Sandy Alcantara, they're not in a rush to deal him, is the word that came out of Miami earlier this morning. Remember, they moved quick on Luis Arraez in that trade a year ago. So are they in a rush to move Alcantara? This from Barry Jackson down there. This is more a July decision. If they get a great offer with two surefire, young, controllable starting bats and more, you have to consider it. So will the Cubs make a serious big-time offer for a guy like Alcantara?
It depends on what you view this year as.
Well, I think it also depends on what you get over the next couple of weeks. Here's what I think. I think that Jordan Wicks is going to be the guy who's going to come up and be your fifth starter with Colin Ray going back to the bullpen. And if he can give you what you thought Matthew Boyd was going to give you as a five, because maybe Matthew Boyd is going to give you some of what you thought Justin Steele was going to give you, because he's been great.
He has been.
So if you're thinking that Boyd is going to give you way more than you thought, which frankly I've been thinking all along and he's showing it, and then Wicks can give you fifth starter stuff.
I don't want to depend on that.
I totally understand. But in the short term, I'm cool with that. In the short term.
In the very short term.
Ben Brown looked great
on
Saturday night.
Get your ass on the phone.
I agree, but I'm not going to.
You finally have a minor league system that is worthy of making a move. And if you think this is a year where you can win the division and therefore putting you into the lottery of winning a World Series, mm-hmm. Get your ass on the phone and make a move.
I think they can slug enough where you don't have to panic about it just yet. So it'll be fun discussion for you and me.
We need to take a break, and we'll get more in-depth on this particular discussion when Sahadev Sharma joins us. He's going to let us know what's possible for the Cubs to do. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes talking Cubs with you on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? in, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.